You had mentioned that you've done some exorcisms before, but you used your astral powers. Tell me about that.
Yes, I've done them in the astral. Everything is more powerful in the astral. I do them in the physical as well occasionally. It's an interesting life. Yeah, but in the astral, everything works more powerful. And what I do is I project out of my body, and I will either, first I will try to summon the astral body of the person I'm trying to help to me, and they will often appear in front of me, and then I will carry out the exorcism or the healing or whatever's needed. If that doesn't work, I will command my higher self to take me to that person, and you just simply make the command, take me to Taryn, for example, is a young lass I worked on, and you will then feel a giant hand like force grip you from behind and start transporting you through the astral, and it will continue taking you to your destination unless you pay attention to something along the way. You look at a tree and or something, and the force will stop and it will put you back down again. If you make the command again, it will pick you up and continue taking you to your person you're trying to help. And in one particular example, I was helping a young lady who'd she'd had about 50 suicide attempts. She was in a mental hospital at the time again, young woman. And, I was trying to help her, and she had a lot of entity problems and that. And I was taken to her, and when I arrived at the destination, I saw her sitting at a table in the, common room at the hospital, looking rather sad. But sitting next to her was an entity. The only way you could describe it is like some kind of demon. It was a horrible, ugly thing, quite vicious. And seeing what happened, I banished the entity and then gave the girl healing. And she partially recovered after this. She's, spent a lot of time out of hospital now rather than in, and she's starting to get her life back together.
Have you ever had an exorcism go awry?
Go awry?
Yeah.
Oh, every second one, something happens. Yeah. We don't know enough about these things. Normally when I do an exorcism, I use very little ritual or words. I put myself into a meditative state and I manifest my higher self, which rises up through me. It's this godlike being comes through me and usually fixes the problem. Otherwise, I may use some ritual words and that. But one example of something going wrong, going back 20 years ago, I was quite new to this and I was giving healing to a friend who had a lot of entity problems. And he was, many years before this, when he was 16, 17, he briefly got involved with a satanic group. And people who've done that often have terrible problems that last the rest of their life. Anyway, I took him into his bedroom and we sat on two chairs and I prepared myself to give him some healing. And about 30 seconds into it, I was just getting myself settled. And I heard this growl, and I looked up, and this man was transfiguring. This green, sickly mist poured out of his head and his mouth and covered his body, and he transformed into what I could only describe as some kind of witch demon with claws and great big long teeth. And then he physically launched himself across the room at me and latched his hands around my throat and tried to physically kill me. And it was incredibly strong, because when a person is taken over by an entity completely, they can develop the strength of 10 men, as mental patients will. I'm sure medical doctors and interns will attest to that. And what I did was I fell back on the bed. He was only a very small man, half my size, but incredibly strong. And I fell back on the bed and hugged him to me. I didn't want to hurt him. And I worked my way to the edge of the bed, and then I fell off the edge of the bed with him underneath me and knocked the wind out of him. And he momentarily let go. And then I got him in a headlock and finished the healing while suppressing him. And once the healing started to flow, he fell asleep. And after I'd finished, I put him to bed, and his wife told me he slept for 2 full days.
I can believe that, too.
But after that one, his problems were reduced by about 75%. They didn't totally go away, but they significantly improved.